Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. So we have the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein apparently scheduled to hold some kind of an announcement around law enforcement that seems to have people thinking something is imminent. Now, he's not in charge of Strzok, so I don't think he has the power. You know, we've been talking about through yesterday's hearing and all this, how obvious it is that this guy should not be on the FBI payroll, whatever status he has at this point. So we'll see what happens during this next hour. But joining us is Val DiGiorgio. Val is the chair of the Pennsylvania Republican Party. They're in a big battle on two fronts, Tom Wolf versus Scott Wagner and Lou Barletta, who we had on this week, versus Bob Casey Jr. Now, Bob Casey Jr. not only has said he's voting against any Trump nominee for the Supreme Court, he won't even meet with Brett Kavanaugh. Now, you could say, come on, Dom, why would they meet? It's an obvious. Because this is the protocol. This is the type of thing. It's advice and consent. You're supposed to meet with. It's more on Kavanaugh. Why would I want to meet with? He's a nice enough guy, but boy, not exactly a laugh riot, you know, with Bob Casey Jr. It's more of showing to the crazed base of the Democrat Party in Pennsylvania that Bob Casey is no longer a moderate, hasn't been a moderate for 10 years or anything close to it, even on the issue of life. But he's bringing in one of the top two or three big guns right now of the left wing, at least, of the National Democratic Party. Who is that mystery guest? Well, Val's here on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline to tell us about that. Hey, Val, good Friday. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, the key thing here with Bob Casey that he's good at due to the media that you guys have to come up with some way of fleshing him out, and maybe this is an opportunity this weekend, if he can pose as Bob Casey Sr. while also telling the left-wing base he's woke and he's with them, pretty tough to beat.
Right, but he has, you know, I'm fascinated the extent to which he just continues to move left.
Mm-hmm.
And two fronts. Number one, it just seems so out of character with the man he was when he first ran. But second, it gives such an opening to Lou Barletta in this race, and he keeps doubling down on his on his progressive stances, and he's having Kamala Harris, the senator from California, out here. Bob Casey, we're starting to call him California Casey, by the way, because his views are more in line with the voting public in California than they are in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so Kamala Harris is coming, and for listeners, she's starting to get on the radar screen, Val. Her positions are right there with Elizabeth Warren, maybe even a little bit to the left of Elizabeth Warren. And for a lot of reasons, history would be one, first African-American woman. She's one of their major players. So what does the party say in objection to her and what she stands for?
Well, you know, another open borders sort of leaning towards socialism candidate, a senator from California. She's going to come here campaign with Bob Casey. And, she was, it's rumored that when the president's office, president's general counsel, called the senators to ask for a few minutes for Kavanaugh, she had said, her staff had said, we have no interest in meeting. We have nothing to talk about. And we're trying to confirm whether that was the actual statement. But it just goes to show they don't even want to talk. We've got to get back to a place in this country where we can talk again, Dom. That's the bigger problem that we have. It's bigger than, even the progressive views of the left. We've got to start talking to one another.
Well, look, I would agree. And we have to get the media back asking again. I see this all the time, particularly on the life issue with Bob Casey. How would he object to Kavanaugh on that issue? Is he the Bob Casey senior? The answer appears to be no when you look at his voting record on life. And that's fine. That's a position a lot of people share. But you can't get the rub of being the pro-life guy in the Democrat Party then.
No. We saw Conor Lamb do that in Western PA,
right,
too. They say, I'm against Nancy Pelosi, but then you vote with her 90% of the times. I'm pro-Second Amendment, but then you come out and make a statement about how we need common sense gun control. You try to have it both ways. The thing I'm liking about Bob Casey here is, though, he's not trying to have it both ways anymore. He's a dyed-in-the-wool, rank-and-file full rank-and-file member of the Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren wing of the Democrat Party, whether it's on guns, whether it's on pro-life, whether it's on sanctuary cities, open borders. He's pretty much an open-border senator at this point. So we're going to have a very stark contrast in this race, and that gives an opening for Lou Barletta.
I'd put it this way, Val, in fairness, if Lou Barletta has to answer for being the colleague or somebody who the fair-haired boy, I'll give their side of it, of President Trump, and President Trump loves Lou Barletta and what he stands for. So he's got to take the good and the bad there. Then Casey has to answer for Pelosi, Democrat socialism, Maxine Waters, and things like that. And that's what the media just doesn't. I don't remember the last time I've seen him have to go toe-to-toe on any of these things.
No, and for that matter, all congressional Democrats. So this week we held a press conference in Harrisburg where we asked congressional Democrat candidates across the state to stay where they are on three issues, to stay where they are on whether they support Nancy Pelosi, whether they support the increasingly socialist agenda of the Democrat Party, redistribution of wealth, open borders, massive government, and whether they denounce Maxine Waters' outrageous comments to harass Trump officials. We have a postcard with the checkoff box for each one of those three issues. We're going to hand that out all over the state.
Well, very good, Val. And on the Wagner-Wolf race, where does that stand? What's happening with that?
Well, Scott Wagner is one of the most energetic candidates I've ever seen. He's got great ideas on how to turn this state around. He's been all over the state. I was with him in a few different places. Our polling shows it's a single-digit race. There have been other polls which poll all voters as opposed to just likely voters. When you get down to likely voters, Scott Wagner and Tom Wolf have a single-digit race, and the governor's approval numbers, only 25% of those voting for him say they're very likely to vote for him. So to the extent his support is a mile wide, the governor's support is also an inch deep. So we have
absolutely
an opening there, too.
Well, Val, thanks for the update. To be continued. Let's see what Bob Casey says when he brings a California Casey. I like that.
Yeah, and we got Bernie Sanders coming in this weekend, too, to campaign with John Fetterman.
Well, that's a given. That's Bernie Sanders Jr.
Right.
Exactly. You'll have a good weekend, Val. Thank you. Thanks
too.
For
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.